on a Thursday. This is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. Hi, I'm George Prentice, sitting in for Gemma Gaudette. Next week, dozens of Idaho teachers will be gathering for the Idaho Humanities Council Summer Teacher Institute. The teachers get an in-depth study of a single topic to help them teach that topic in the classroom. This year, the Institute is titled, Are Women People? The Journey for Voting Rights. The council is also holding three evening programs that will be open to the public. And joining us today to talk about this is Cindy Wang. She's Director of Operations for the Idaho Humanities Council. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
So let's start with that Teacher Institute. So about, 40 teachers come in? Paint us a word picture.
Yes. Yeah, so we have about 40 teachers that will be coming to Boise. They're from all around the state, and they are selected through an application process. And we do this every year. And like you mentioned, we have a single topic, so we change topics every year, and we try to focus that topic on something that would be of interest to the teachers, might be tied to a centennial celebration like the 19th mm-hmm. Amendment that is coming up, and or something that might be interesting to them in a history class or a literature class, but we try to make it interdisciplinary. So we have teachers from K through 12 that are invited to apply, and from every discipline, and they come in and study with scholars that we bring in, sometimes national scholars. This year we're lucky enough to have all of our scholars from Idaho. And they get an in-depth week, usually about a semester class in 1 week. Wow. And they're able to get 3 credits for continuing education.
And as far as a takeaway, do they also get collateral material to help them?
They certainly do. We give them a text for the Institute, and we give them a lot of handouts that scholars provide electronic readings. They provide resource material, a lot of primary sources that they will take back to their classroom. We encourage them to consider how they're going to put this into their curriculum and how they're going to teach this in their classroom, how they're going to share it with their colleagues and their school districts when they get back home. And we ask them to consider that through the week, and then to present at the end of the week an oral presentation that tells us exactly how they plan to put this into their classroom.
So put us in the room, if you will, the decision-making process of the topic.
So we have
specifically how you came to this.
Okay, so we have a board of directors, and the Idaho Humanities Council meets 3 times a year. In June, we meet and we talk about the upcoming teacher institutes and how we're going to present what topic we might choose for the upcoming years. We survey teachers throughout the state and ask them what kinds of topics they are interested in.
So was this on your radar for some time?
This has been on our radar for some time. For a couple of years now, we've been planning this one. This was suggested by teachers. We had a committee of teachers and of our board talk about what they wanted to present, and we wanted to really emphasize for the teachers this significant accomplishment of the passage of the 19th Amendment.
Okay, so the name of this institute makes me a little uneasy even saying the words, but it's Are Women People? It asks the question, Are Women People? But I'm guessing being provocative was intentional.
It certainly was, and the title came from about 100 years ago, more than 100 years ago, when Woodrow Wilson was campaigning for president. He emphasized that he was going to bring the government back to the people. And a women suffragist, Alice Duer Miller, said, Are women people? Because, of course, women didn't have the vote at the time. And she continued to ask that question throughout her fight for getting the right to vote.
And indeed, in our nation's history, this is still rather recent news.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. It's only 100 years.
Wow. Okay. We're speaking with Cindy Wang. She's Director of Operations for the Idaho Humanities Council about the Journey for Voting Rights programs next week. So let's switch to the evening programs. And they're of interest because they're open to the public. Yes?
Exactly.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
It is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Thursday. And yes, we, like I mentioned, we have 40 teachers that come and have this in-depth study through the week. But in the evenings, we have programs for them that we invite the public to attend as well.
Okay. The first is asks another question. So you thought you knew about women's fight for women's rights.
Correct. And the presenter there, Sally Roche Wagner, is actually the editor of the text, The Women's Suffrage Movement, that we will have at the Institute. And so she, that text provides a lot of primary sources that I mentioned, is sort of a chronological history of the fight for women's rights from the Revolutionary War era, clear up until the passage of the 19th Amendment. And so there are writings of famous women suffragists, but she also has African-American writings in there from Ida B. Wells and other lesser-known women suffragists. And she talks about how even in the Revolutionary War era, women were fighting for reproductive rights. They were fighting for equal pay. Things were happening a long time before the 19th Amendment was passed.
And I hear that she in particular shakes up the narrative.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So reaching out to her and securing her presence was a no-brainer?
It was a no-brainer, but it was an exciting accomplishment as well. We were very thrilled when she was able to come and be there.
Excellent. Tuesday, you have a look at how women's clubs fostered the suffrage movement in Idaho.
Correct. Susan Swetnam is going to present that. She is a professor emeritus from Idaho State University, and she has done intensive study in women's clubs. But she's going to take a little different picture of that and look at how women's clubs, both nationally and in Idaho, sort of set the stage for women, helped teach them to become activists, helped give them confidence to become activists, and how they kind of, those people in those women's clubs sort of participated in the women's suffrage movement, and she's going to focus a lot on the Idaho women's clubs.
And indeed, these clubs were not particularly focused on the suffrage movement, but they did move the needle.
Exactly. They were not necessarily focused on the movement or encouraging the women to go out and fight for women's rights, but they encouraged women to be active. Mm-hmm. And women learned how to be active and how to do public speaking and how to make their voices heard.
We'll talk about Thursday in just a second. But these events, are they all on the campus of Boise State?
They are. They are in the Bishop Barnwell Room at the Student Union Building beginning at 7 o'clock in the evening.
And they're free.
And they are free.
Excellent. Okay. Thursday, you wrap up the public programs with David Adler talking about the passage of the 19th Amendment.
Correct.
And the anniversary.
Correct. And he is going to talk a lot about the historic fight that gave women the focus of having the constitutional right to vote and having access to this important piece of legislation.
Right.
That
and who we are.
And who we really are, yes.
Can you speak to that a little bit more? Can you speak to the urgency of this and its relevance here in the 21st century?
Well, that is something that the Institute is going to cover as well. We're going to talk a lot about how things have happened. This 19th Amendment was not just for all women, mm-hmm. that there were disenfranchised groups that still, when the passage of the 19th Amendment happened, did not have the right to vote. And things continue to happen. There are still disenfranchised groups. And we're going to talk a little bit about that at the Institute, too.
But when you think of our history, particularly in the late 20th century and the different rights movements, a number of them couldn't have happened without the 19th Amendment pretty much kicking the door open for half this nation's population.
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly right. And we're going to focus on that. We have five women scholars that are very enthusiastic about coming and talking to the teachers. And we have 40 teachers. This has been one of our most popular topics. And like I mentioned, teachers have to apply. And we had a long wait list. And not too many people on the wait list were able to get in.
Exactly. And how lucky those 40 are. But the fact that you have these evening programs for the public, that means that we're all invited and don't have to apply and can say, you know what? Guess where we're spending the evening.
Exactly. Yeah. And all of the talks will have a question and answer session afterwards. Right. And so a lot of things that might be in people's minds to discuss that the presenters may not present, they can certainly ask afterwards.
Excellent.
And we look forward to an enthusiastic and great civic dialogue.
Cindy Wang is Director of Operations for the Idaho Humanities Council. Thank you so much. Best of luck next week.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Up next, Lace Up. We'll take a trip around the track for the Twilight Criterium. I'm George Prentice. You're listening to Idaho Matters.